reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into his nail marks, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. And bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many more other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Gospel of the Lord. Very much the first reading, although it's in Tagalog, but I'm glad that I have an English translation. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. Don't tell yourself that this is only in the very first century the Christians were doing this way. Today, we have to practice also this. The community of believers was of one heart and one mind. You have to learn, be one with others. When we have this mutual love, we have the risen Lord with us. When there is no love, there won't be any presence of the Lord. So this one mind, one heart is an essential condition that the reason not be present if we are not one mind, one heart. Only temporary, Jesus will be present in the Blessed Sacrament. But he won't stop only in the Blessed Sacrament. He wants to live in you, each one of us, together as one family. We are called as a people, not a self, just for your own goodness. This is very selfish that you strive for your whole own sanctity, your own holiness. That's not the will of God. The will of God is that we become one mind, one heart. But you will ask, how? At least with love to treat one another. Where there's no love, there's no Holy Spirit. Now today we celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy. We thank our blessed, our holy Faustina. She suffered all her life for these sick. She was invited by Jesus to be his secretary of the Divine Mercy. He suffered a lot. By my time, when I was in the seminary, we are forbidden to post this picture out, because by that time, still not recognized openly by the church. Thanks to our blessed Pope, JP II, John Paul II, he's the courage to promote this veneration. We have to thank him. Despite so many so-called theologians against this idea. So I just mentioned the beginning of the Mass, that the two knights from his heart. Red means sacrifice, Holy Eucharist. White, baptism, Holy Spirit. So when we become one mind, one heart, means we have to live in the Holy Spirit. We are all baptized, I think. Sure, no? You are baptized. Are you? Sure. This is only the first step. The Holy Spirit works only in the souls that strive for holiness. If you don't strive for this, the Holy Spirit can't be present. Jesus can't be present. If you have love for one another, no exception. Because Jesus said, I give a new commandment. You love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus loved is unconditional. The way we love, we choose to love. We choose those who love you, you love them more. Those who doesn't love you, not only not love, hate. All the gossips is for those people you hate. Our Heavenly Mother is doing her way. I'm glad that today also we share some phrase from the diary of Sister Faustina. And our Heavenly Mother taught her, learn from me. Live in silence, hidden, but always strive to live the will of God. Otherwise, it's a farce of a Christian life. You come, could be a show off that you're a good Christian, but that's not for the Lord. One mind, one heart means you to lose yourself for the sake of others. Some of you become a martyr, no? Love means to die of yourself, to live for others, either your husband or your children, whatever. Love always lose yourself for the other person. So at this moment, for example, if you don't lose yourself, you cannot hear what I'm talking. If your mind is still wandering, something in the past, something, I can't see that, but I can feel that. If you're distracted, I can see it from your eye. Even you open your eye, I can see you're distracted. There's no love. Where there's no love, no communion. Where there's no communion, there won't be the presence of Jesus, at least among you and me. Jesus is present today through this mutual love. With two or three are united, means one love another, I will be in your midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So simple. Jesus says, learn from me. I'm simple of heart, humble of heart. That's all. Just live a simple life. Whatever you do, to the least, you do it to me. Even those people doesn't like you, you have to ask the special grace that you can forgive, you can accept. What you have to ask all of yourself. Not wait that they change. They may never change. That's not your business. You remember Jesus told Peter once Jesus and John was there, and Jesus said, Peter, when you're young, you still go anywhere. But when you grow older, you were brought to the places that you don't like. Means he will be sacrificed for Jesus. But then Peter was asking Jesus, what about John? He was standing by his side. Huh? Then Jesus said, what about John? My own business. Whatever you won't, even if you stay until I come back, this is not your business. You just follow me. Exact word to Peter. Many times you ask, what about her? What about her? Mind your own business. Jesus will tell you exactly. You just follow me. I follow you. Follow Jesus. Not follow what about him. That's what we are living. Believe and trust. And today also in the diary, there was one sister of Sister Faustina. She was an old woman, and you know, at times they have a good heart, and sometimes she might think, so many sins, I don't know whether he's forgiven or forgiven. Then she asked, Faustina, please, since you have this communication with the Lord, ask Jesus, is it my sins are forgiven? Then Faustina in the beginning said, why don't you ask the confessors? She doesn't trust a little bit the confessors. No, my confessor told me always, don't worry, don't worry, you're all forgiven, forgiven. She's still not secured. Peace, Faustina, you ask Jesus. So Faustina have to do this penance, to wants to ask Jesus, peace, Jesus, what have to tell this nun? She's asking me this question. Is it her sins all forgiven? Then what Jesus says, the way to disbelieve my mercy hurts me more than her own sins. You see? When you don't believe the love of God for you is worse than the sins itself. Okay, that's a very good example. Trust. No, although it's written in Chinese. Learn to say this word, 耶稣我信赖你. Say again, 耶稣我信赖你. That means, Jesus, I trust in you. 耶稣 means Jesus. 耶稣我信赖, trust, 你, you. You know this word? 我你, you know this word already. Jesus, you know already. 耶稣. Have you heard about 耶稣? Yes, also lah. Yes, so you already know. Or that you know. Only trust. 信赖. Yeah. 相信. You know the 相信. 信赖, trust. Trustful. Yes, so 我信赖你. Teach your little kids how to say them. Little prayer. Don't say the long prayer. That's a very good prayer. Yes, so 我信赖你. So please come if you can. This afternoon at 2:30, we will celebrate this feast of divine. Also today, now we are celebrating also, but in a special way, we have the procession of the image of divine mercy. And Jesus promised those who look at it in faith, abundance of graces. Also today, also the grace of indulgences also. Plenary indulgence, although very difficult to get it, but you can, if you have simplicity, your heart, this will grant to you. But beware, within these 3 weeks, or next 3 weeks, make your confessions and pray for, you can offer this for yourself and for the family. Usually, in plenary indulgence is only for people left as before. You know, you can reserve for parents or for your people who left you. Well, anyway, we are not living for this only. Try to live, believe the love of God for each one of us. And we too, one mind, one heart, in love, in the love of Jesus. See Jesus in this person. You love with the heart of Jesus. That's the only thing. That's simplicity. Don't complicate yourself. Don't think so much. What? No explanation. You believe and believe. Just believe. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask questions. You believe in love. You believe. You don't believe. Even many people ask you, that's what we can have. Okay, please stand.